We'll be right back. To your favorite drive-in theater and a sparkling new season. Watch our screen and local newspapers for all the fine shows coming this way. Show after show will feature the latest hits, the biggest stars for fun-filled, pleasure-packed evenings. Relax, come as you are, and spend an enjoyable night out with the entire family. No parking problems, no babysitting problems. And there are always tasty snacks at our modern refreshment stand.
Thanks, folks. And once again, welcome back.
The next show will start in 9 minutes.
It's refreshment time, folks. Time out for a delicious snack in our sparkling refreshment building. Every item a fresh, appetizing taste treat.
We've a large assortment of freshly made sandwiches. How about a pizza? None better anywhere. Sizzling hamburgers grilled to your taste. Mouth-watering chili dillies.
Dog days, hot dog days that is, somehow have a way of turning out to be fun days. The pop and sizzle of the juicy meat seems to say, come and get me, I'm done to a turn. Yep, hungry or not, it's hard to resist the tantalizing aroma and taste appeal of a sizzling hot dog. The nice part of it is, there's one waiting for you right now at the refreshment stand.
The next show will start in 8 minutes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're happy to announce that we've installed Burns-O-Matic in-car heaters for your comfort and pleasure. When you receive your heater, you'll find it very easy to place in your car. Just roll down your front window and rest the heater's bracket on the window with the cylinder on the outside of the car. Roll up your window securely as far as it will go to hold the heater firmly in position. For maximum results, tilt the face of the heater towards the windshield and sit back and enjoy the show in healthful comfort. With these modern, safe, efficient in-car heaters, this drive-in theater will now remain open all year round. If you have any further questions about your Burns-O-Matic in-car heater, please contact one of our theater attendants. And remember, this drive-in theater will now remain open all year round, regardless of the weather.
Start in 6 minutes.
The progress in engineering technique and the study of streamlining have determined the evolution of the vehicle. From this evolution of modern technique was born the Vespa. Handlebar are die-cast in one single piece. Vespa. Monocoque body, as in the modern automobile technique. Vespa. Efficient and comfortable suspension. Vespa. Engine operating directly on the wheel. No chain, no vibrations. Vespa. Vespa, the most sold motor scooter in the world. Vespa. 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 Vespa.
Some hot buttered popcorn hit the spot right now? Extra fluffy, extra big kernels of it pop to perfection, then drenched with the golden goodness of pure sweet creamery butter. Can't you just taste it? We heat the container extra high, but you better buy two more for the rest of the family. Piping hot golden buttered popcorn at the refreshment center right now.
See, that's what I call hot chocolate.
Yours is waiting for you, right now.
The next show will start in 3 minutes.
Here's a new taste treat, the corn dog. Plump, juicy wieners are dipped in a thick, golden, southern-style corn batter that seals in all their freshness and flavor. If you like hot dogs, you'll love corn dogs. Everybody does. Try a corn dog with your favorite beverage at the refreshment corner now. Corn dogs.
The next show will start in 2 minutes.
Salt, a touch of Parmesan grated cheese, mozzarella cheese, a little oregano, and into the oven it goes. Presto, a delicious pizza. So what'll it be, folks? Cheese or sausage? Enjoy some delicious Taloma pizza.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You don't want to see my email. You want to see this. Sorry about that, folks. And actually, I forgot to zoom in. I think we're at here is the best. Yep. Okay. So it looks like we're doing the same thing we did yesterday, but we're not. We're doing something different. What is this? The schedule? Yep. We can lock that. Agent, we need to see. There is his face. And there you go. So good. So you voted for Reagan and with a lowercase r and it registered. So the case doesn't matter. So it can be whatever.
Good.
So that's kind of cool. I am not going to vote. As you can see today, we are putting two childhood or child I guess characters
that evil kids basically
two kids that are I guess extremely evil in their respective movies, and we're pinning them up against one another. I'm already not liking the direction of that pick your winner. I'm going to put it where I thought it should be. Poll. Where I thought it should be to start with. What's going on here? I unlocked the wrong one. I thought it should be down here. I just didn't want too much close to me. Yeah, there's not, between Agent and I would be a good spot, or making us smaller, like doing a custom. I'm not sure where this is going to go yet. But anyway, the top left-hand corner I thought might be a problem, and it is. Okay, so, yes, this is welcome back to the Horror Stream Live. Hopefully I fixed my audio issues from yesterday. I want to remind everybody that we're live at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Time, whatever. And we premiere at midnight. So after the live show, the video goes private. So it's live show, and then it sort of disappears. And then it comes back at the premiere at midnight, across all social media platforms.
You're asleep when the premiere happens, which is why you're not interacting with people, but I'm in chat for pretty much every single one, at least for a bit.
Right. And so, yeah, Agent is a few hours different time zone. So, and he's a night person, so he can sort of touch base with you guys during the premiere, but not me, because I'm long in bed. That's the middle of the night for me. I'm in bed by 9 and up by 5 usually. And that is terrible for a horror podcast, but it is what it is. I'm old and I'm stuck in my ways. I really enjoy the morning. And that's just the way it's got to be. So, today we are doing Damien from The Omen versus Reagan from The Exorcist. Who would win in a fight? Now, as an addition, to the stream, wait a second, you're not supposed to see my mouse. Let me get rid of it real quick. we go. Let's get into it, I guess. So Damien versus Reagan. Oh, and you can vote, as you can see here. Pick the winner, Reagan or Damien. I'm not going to vote because I created the article, and unfortunately, when I scrolled to the bottom, I quickly saw the answer, so it would be cheating for me. Agent voted, and you just, to vote, you just hashtag and then type the name, just as you see there. Pick the winner, Reagan or Damien, and just type it in exactly as you see it there. Agent just tested out if you could use all lowercase, and it works, and it did. It registered his vote. So this poll option might be a more regular thing. It might be the verses, for sure. I think it's a good idea. But also, it could be, we might use it in other things, too. We'll see. Even if it's just funny stuff, or, you know, other types of questions or what have you. So I guess without further ado, let's get into the stream. The Exorcist versus the Omen, or more specifically, Reagan versus Damien. Okay, let me do the intro. Two of the most terrifying children in horror cinema are not just creepy kids, they're vessels of unholy power. Damien Thorne, the Antichrist from the Omen series, destined to bring about the apocalypse and rule the world in the name of Satan. Reagan McNeil, the innocent girl possessed by Pazuzu, an ancient and powerful demon in The Exorcist, capable of terrifying supernatural phenomenon and extreme physical control. But if these two were to come face to face, Antichrist versus possessed child, who would walk away or float away victorious? Let's dive in. Okay, so you voted, Agent, for Reagan. Why did you pick Reagan?
I think her abilities actually give her an edge, because when she's possessed, she has a lot of abilities, whereas Damien, particularly early on, seems to rely on followers to do a lot of his stuff. He does have some abilities, so he can do things himself. But a lot of his stuff is like the Church of Satan followers that worship him.
Okay. So you're saying that as an individual, Reagan appears more powerful than Damien.
Yep.
But Damien has a posse.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Good point. Now, I guess, there's so many ways to break this down and so on. We're just going to go with the article and see what it has to say, and then we'll see. Okay, round one, origins and possession. Take it away.
Damien Thorne, the Omen, born of a jackal and secretly adopted by a diplomat. Is not just possessed, he is the Antichrist, the literal son of Satan, prophesied to bring about the end times. Protected from birth by the dark forces and satanic followers, like Mr. Baylock. As he ages, especially in Omen 2 in the final conflict, becomes more aware of his hours and destiny.
Okay, so he was born a jackal. What is a jackal? Do you know? Born of a jackal. I guess do you know what it is?
Yeah. A jackal is a type of wild dog.
Oh.
So, and it's a species of wild dog similar to wolves and foxes.
So I would assume that the dog was killed in order to give birth to Damien, because I don't think that would go normal. And it's not just possessed. He is the Antichrist, the literal son of Satan, prophesied to bring about the end times. I would say you've really hit on something in your choosing of Reagan, because it's not clear, to me anyway, what Damien is actually kind of doing. Is he just kind of, are his followers just worshiping him and will do anything that he says? And is he influencing the people around him to, you know, like, how is he manipulating the world around him? We don't really know. I think you're right. It's mostly just kind of behind the scenes.
You know, there was a TV show for The Omen recently.
Yeah, probably.
It was called Damien.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good, and it expanded on this as he had amnesia and didn't even remember any of the events of the movies. It set before he became fully aware of him being the Antichrist.
Okay.
But after he was an adult, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm not much of a modern TV person, so I wouldn't know. But anyway, let's continue on with Reagan.
Reagan McNeil, the exorcist. A normal girl until she's possessed by Pazuzu, an Assyrian demon. Pazuzu takes control of her body and unleashes a torrent of supernatural activity. Levitation, telekinesis, speaking in tongues, superhuman strength. The possession is temporary, and ultimately Pazuzu is expelled via exorcism.
Well, sort of. I'm not. I don't mind, I guess, spoiler alert for The Exorcist, people who haven't seen it. But yes, the demon left Reagan at the end, but went into the priest, and then the priest killed himself. Or the demon killed the priest, one of the two. It's left unknown, ambiguous. But it did, the exorcism, I guess, did work. But some would theorize that the Pazuzu always wanted the priest. And that was the goal. So I don't know if Pazuzu was really expelled, maybe in a certain context or a certain way. But anyway, who's the winner?
Damien. Damien is evil incarnate, not just possessed, but destined to be Satan's avatar on Earth. Reagan is a tragic vessel for someone else's evil.
And whether or not Reagan is possessed by Pazuzu or the devil is also a bit ambiguous. The series really hits, you know, kind of alludes to the fact that she's possessed by Pazuzu. But there's a possibility, anyway, that she is the devil, period. So, but I don't think so. I think Pazuzu is a more likely answer. But she does say at one point in the movie that I'm the devil. And most people just chalk that up as to one of her lies, the demon's lies. Which I understand, completely understand. Losing it, you vote Damien, do you? Okay. Well, put that in chat. Just do hashtag Damien in chat, and then you'll get your vote in there. Hashtag chat. Or hashtag Damien. And then it should register your vote in our poll. It's anonymous. Well, I guess it goes on screen, but and hi, DOS Thief. How's it going? But yeah. Okay, so before we get to round two, powers and abilities, let's take a quick break. Back in a moment. Okay, I see you're having a little bit of an issue. Just type in the hashtag, the pound number, and then the word. Okay? If you don't do that in the next little bit, I'll vote for you. But I only get one vote, too. But I don't mind giving my vote to you. Good morning, I am Nibs. Oh my goodness. Did you just give me $10? Nibs, you just donated $10. thank you very much. Thank you. That was very kind of you. I don't get a whole lot of those donations, so woohoo. And by the way, for both of you, Doss, hashtag, just in chat, in the chat window, hashtag, and then type your vote. Hashtag Reagan or hashtag Damien, just as you see there in the poll. Yeah, very nice. Thank you very much, Nibs. That was very kind of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you might, if Nibs gets over his fear of brave talk, then one day we'll have him on the show. There you go. Hashtag Damien. Perfect. So now it's tied. And Nibs, you can swing it one way or another. Who do you think would win in a fight between Reagan and Damien? But anyway, yes, Nibs might be on the program in the future for an interview. And I hear that we live kind of close to one another, which is kind of cool. But anyway, let's get into round two, powers and abilities. So for Damien, causes accidental deaths through manipulation of people and nature. For example, animals, fires, and vehicles. He certainly does. Okay. Reagan? Excellent. I'm glad you got your vote in. So Reagan is in the lead. And we'll see if Reagan wins this battle. I'm telling you, this is a really great fight. I'd like to see this movie. You know, they did the crossover movie with A Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, and I fucking loved it, but it didn't do 100%. Like,
have you seen the Anacondas and Lake Placid crossover movie?
Seen the what?
Lake Placid Anaconda crossover movie.
No, that sounds like it could be a lot of fun too.
It was.
Hi, Molten Salt. Welcome in. If you would like to vote in a poll, remember hashtag Reagan or hashtag Damien. Who do you think would win in this fight? Okay. So we're back to Damien. Has an almost telepathic influence on others. That's true. But doesn't have rotting flesh. that's kind of, well, not yet anyway. I bet you he could get, so just in the chat, hashtag Damien if you want to pick him, or hashtag Reagan if you want to pick Reagan. Well, because even with the causing of accidental death, Reagan could use telekinesis to trick Damien. It's in the Bible. Damien is the Antichrist. Yes, and in the movies, he's the Antichrist too.
Yep.
Okay, later in life, exhibits full control of demonic power, including mind control, murder by thought, and protection from holy forces.
Yep, which doesn't happen until later in life, though.
Right. Can inspire suicidal devotion and paranoia in his enemies. Yeah, this is for you, Damien. And then she jumps out the window. Crazy, crazy. Don't forget you can vote in these in the poll. Okay, so let's move on to Reagan or Pazuzu. Telekinesis, levitation, precognition, super strength, and demonic knowledge. Uses telepathic manipulation, here's that again, to deceive priests and family. Vomits corrosive bile, distorts her voice, and taunts psychologically. I don't want to see them fight. You want them to hug and you want to watch the love, the chick flick with Reagan and Damien falling in love, do you? That'll be funny. Somebody needs to make that trailer. You know, those fake trailers? That would be funny. I want them to become friends and turn to the Lord. Yeah, we all do. But The one good thing about the devil is, especially in these movies, this is what I always say about these devil type movies, is it kind of proves that God exists too, because if the devil exists, then God exists as well. And in the atheist Hollywood, I like it when they kind of, again, when they talk about spirits or the devil or something like that, this is the kind of way that they're saying, yes, God exists too. Because one, you can't have the devil without God. So,
you know, one of the top 10s I have on the site that's not yet a podcast is top 10 portrayals of the devil.
Right. And you can check that out. Check the link down below. Go to the website and check out Agent's article. If you would like to read about his top 10 portrayals before we turn it into a podcast.
And I might be doing a second one of that, because there's a lot of other good ones that I had to leave off the first one.
Okay. Okay, so back to Reagan. Creates a violent poltergeist activity in the house and can contort her body in unnatural ways, I will say. Now, when Reagan spun her head and didn't kill the vessel, like when Pazuzu spun her head and that didn't kill her, that is, I don't know what was going on there, because that would kill any human. But I just don't understand any of that, because it didn't make any sense. But anyway, the winner in this one is a tie. Both, so for powers and abilities, it's a tie, according to this article. Both display terrifying power, especially in close quarters. Pazuzu is a showman, but Damien's power is more cosmic and apocalyptic in scope. So there's a tie. Okay, so number three, take it away.
Longevity and resistance. Damien cannot be killed by ordinary means. Only the seven daggers of Megiddo can destroy him. Immune to holy artifacts unless wielded properly. Survives numerous assassination attempts and fools the world into seeing him as a savior. Oof. Reagan.
That's very devil Bible-esque right there. It's the Antichrist will be seen as a savior and worshipped as a savior. So every time people get behind somebody, I'm always like, oof, I don't know. But anyway, okay, sorry, go ahead with Reagan.
Reagan is still a mortal girl at her core. Pazuzu can be exorcised, and once expelled, she becomes powerless. Has no ability to resist if the demon leaves her body. Exorcism works as seen in both the original and the sequels.
Okay. Yeah. Once Pazuzu leaves her, she's just a little girl again, but all beaten up. And see, this is where I thought that she should have been dead because of that head spin. I could see maybe a demon possessing a dead corpse and making it seem like it's still kind of going. But she shouldn't have survived that head spin. But anyway, who's the winner?
Damien. Damien is durable, hidden in plain sight, and unkillable by normal means. Reagan's power can be undone with faith and ritual.
Okay. So for the longevity and resistance, Damien wins. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. And we will be right back with round four, psychological terror. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm. still, but the curse remained. The creature stirred, undead, unchained. A chill in the air, no escape from fright. But once you face the dark, it comes back twice as bright.
The moon's alive, it's burning in the sky. Can you hear the wolves crying? They're coming back to life. You thought you beat the shadows long ago, but there's something you should know. They always find a way to grow. They rise again, no chance to run. The nightmare isn't over, it's only just begun. 'Cause it's a thriller, the return of the night. The dead will rise again, and shadows steal the light. You feel the terror creeping deep inside. You thought the fear was gone, but it never died. It's still a thriller, baby, once you hear that sound. Your heart will race, your feet won't touch the ground. The creatures of the dark come back for more. They're scratching at your door. The encore. Heartbeat pounds, the footsteps growing near. There's something in the darkness, feeding off the fear. You turn around, but there's nowhere to hide. The evil's in your mind, and now it's back for one last ride. They rise again, no chance to run. The nightmare isn't over, it's only just begun. 'Cause it's a thriller, the return of the night. The dead will rise again, and shadows steal the light. You feel the terror creeping deep inside. You thought the fear was gone, but it never died. It's still a thriller, baby, once you hear that sound. Your heart will race, your feet won't touch the ground. Creatures of the dark come back for more. They're scratching at your door. This is the encore. The shadows dance, the spirits howl. Once again they're on the prowl. You can't escape, you can't resist. The thrill of darkness still exists. It's in the air, it's in your soul. The night consumes, the darkness takes control. It's still a thriller, curse you can't deny. The monsters rise again beneath the blood-red sky. You feel the terror running down your spine. You thought the fear was gone, but now it's time to face the thriller, baby. Once you hear that sound, your heart will race, your feet won't touch the ground. Oh, the creatures of the night are back once more. They're scratching at your door. This is the encore.
And we are back. We are back in the battle of hell. two of the greatest horror movies of all time starred children being devils, for sure. Like literally in some cases. And so we're seeing what would happen if Regan from The Exorcist was pinned against Damien from The Omen, and who would win in that fight. And you can cast your vote in the chat. You just type in the chat, hashtag Regan or hashtag Damien. See, Rhoda versus Laverne, that would be a good one too.
Yeah.
I would like to see. Who do you think would win out of that one? Then again, the only way Damien could be defeated is by the return of Christ. Yeah. The only way he can be defeated. Is that what... Jesus's second coming is going to I thought it was just like it was all over. Everything was just over. The Antichrist will come and then just bring the end to this world. And I guess then everything gets sorted out after that. So the earth won't continue, but there's the heaven and hell part. Could be defeated is a human faith, but can be persuaded to do good by said faith. Can Reagan be persuaded to do something? I guess theoretically the answer is yes. But I don't know. Okay, so whose turn is it? Agent, is it yours?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so take it away. Round four.
Psychological terror. Damien radiates quiet dread, doesn't scream or throw fits. Lets the world burn around him while he smiles calmly. His horror is existential. What if evil was born into privilege and power?
Yeah, isn't that interesting how the Antichrist is going to come through the rich, not a poor person or whatever. Money is the root of all evil. And you know something? The more I think about money, the more I agree. But anyways, speaking of money, thank you very much for the donation, Nibs. But I don't, that wasn't a very good segue. I'm a terrible human, but whatever. Yeah, it, you know, he's the Antichrist for sure. Okay, Pazuzu or Reagan.
Pure shock value, vulgarity, levitation, head spinning. Aims to break faith and hope through mockery and obscenity. Her horror is immediate and visceral. What if the devil could take your child?
It's the covetousness of money that is the root of all evil. Yeah. Yeah. The lust for it. You know, in my last few years, I've realized that the lust of money is very much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Nibs. The lust of money is very much like the lust for drugs. They just will do anything for it. And yeah, I agree. Yeah, greed. Yeah, money at all costs. Money over people. Money over truth. Money over anything. Just like drugs. Anyway, so who wins?
Reagan.
Oh, here's one for Reagan.
Reagan's scenes are among the most shocking in horror history. Damien's dread is slow burn, but Reagan brings the nightmare front and center.
there's no spelling tests here on the Horror Stream Live. Just, we're using horror as a jumping off point to have fun. Lust for drugs, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're just it's about hanging out and having a good time, and horror is kind of the backdrop. Money creates chaos, and from chaos comes control. Right? Yeah. Mammon, the demon lord of greed, is an interesting villain in the anime Seven Mortal Sins. I have some Omen video games. Oh, I didn't even know there was any Omen video games. That's kind of
yeah. Cool. I didn't even know there was either.
I wonder if they're related to the film franchise, or they're just kind of, because the word Omen, you can't copyright that because that's just a word that exists.
You know, there were two Omen TV shows. But only one ever got completed. One of them ended after only one episode.
Oh, okay. Wow. One episode, so nobody watched it.
Yeah.
Not official.
I actually watched the episode, tracked it down, and watched it. I think it's still available on YouTube, but it's actually pretty good. Oh. For the one episode one. So it's like, really? It's kind of sad that that show never got made.
Well, I'm still sad that Firefly only lasted for one season. It seems like the good stuff doesn't last very long or whatever. But they're called Lucius. Oh, wait. I think I've heard of that. Yeah, Lucius. Yeah, I think I've heard of those video games. I'm not 100%, but I think I know what you're talking about now. Lack of marketing. Yep, that could do it. Okay, I got three of them for less than $10 on Steam. They're worth at least that. Yeah. Steam has some great stuff for real cheap.
Yep.
And they're doing the real hard work on bringing games to Linux. Which is kind
They're
of.
They're also being added to Xbox, by the way. Steam made a deal with Microsoft, and their Steam is going to have an app on Xbox.
Oh, that's a thing. Yep, Steam is really getting big. Well, but there's not much Xbox left. I'm wondering how much longer. I know Microsoft has an endless amount of money, but how much are they going to want to keep propping up Xbox? Because their sales are in the toilet, especially compared to their competition. Switching to Linux in October, yeah. I'm on Linux now. I'm using MX Linux KDE. Yep. So, yeah, I've been on ever since Windows Vista. Is when I was like, okay, screw Microsoft. I'm going to have to take a look into this Linux stuff. And I did, and I have never looked back. Now, I'm not going to say that there's reasons for me to use Windows. But, yeah, KDE is the desktop environment. MX Linux is the sort of distro. It's based on Ubuntu, which is based on Debian. You like the Cinnamon desktop, then probably Linux Mint is your go-to. Give that a try. Did you see, you've used it before? Yeah. Have you seen, I don't know what WSL is. Have you seen PewDiePie's recent Linux video? Because he was promoting Linux Mint. But anyway, it's a really great video. And it's 100% accurate. Have nothing negative to say about that video, which is weird. I can't read that. It's too small. But anyway, let me get back. I'll let you enjoy that comment. Windows subsystem for Linux. Okay, I'm going to get back to the article. Round 5, Army of Darkness, Influence and Followers. Watch it. Definitely watch his Linux video. It's probably the best Linux promotion I've ever seen out of anyone, ever. Okay, Round 5, Army of Influence. Influence and followers. Damien, surrounded by cultists, demonic protectors, and political power. In the final conflict, which I guess is part 3, he's an influential figure with global reach. Represents organized evil, a systemic threat to the world. Yeah, no, it's really, really super great. Hey, Art Bell. How's it going? We are battling it out between Reagan and Damien. And you can cast your vote. You see the pick the winner, Reagan or Damien. Just inside of chat, hashtag Reagan or hashtag Damien. Who do you think is going to win this battle? Okay, for Reagan, he's completely alone once the demon is cast out. Pazuzu acts solo, without cults or helpers. Represents chaotic evil, but without lasting infrastructure. So the winner is obviously Damien for this one, because he's got the influence and the followers, obviously, because that's what this whole section is about. Damon has a literal army of darkness, while Reagan is a single possession with no loyal followers. Okay. So we're going to take our final break, and we will get to the winner. And we will get to who wins this fight. And remember, cast your vote by hashtag Reagan or hashtag Damien. Who do you think is going to win? Okay? So, going to take our final break, and we'll be back right in a few minutes. Back in a sec. Welcome back to the Horror Stream Live. We are in the middle of a battle between two kids, two satanic kids from film. Reagan from The Exorcist and Damien from The Omen. We're having a bit of fun. Thanks again, Nibs, for that donation. And yeah. So you can quickly cast your vote hashtag Reagan in chat or hashtag Damien if you would like to vote for them. Okay, so according to chat, 3/4 of chat, 75% of chat, picked Reagan and 25% picked Damien. I don't know if DOS Thief actually, do you know if DOS Thief registered his vote?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did. Okay. So this is it. So most people are thinking Reagan is going to win this battle. Godzilla, you can vote right quick. Don't look at the screen. hashtag Reagan or hashtag Damien to register your... and we're going to start having that poll up there for... and yes, hello, Godzilla. And Godzilla's been streaming. He finally started to stream. And by the way, check out everybody in the chat. Chances are that they have a channel and you might be interested in their content, so check them out. Okay, so is it you or me?
And me, I think.
Okay, so
because you read the last one. Final verdict, who wins? Origins and possession, Damien. Powers and abilities, tie. Longevity and resistance, Damien. Psychological terror, Reagan. And influence and followers, Damien. Overall winner, Damien. 4-1-1 victory.
So 4 wins, 1 tie, and 1 loss. Yes. Not mine. I corrupt people. Okay. So Damien wins. The Antichrist wins. Now, I think when I put this article together, I was like, well, of course. Actually, at the end of it, I thought it's kind of silly. I prefer The Exorcist movie to The Omen. I love them both.
But same here.
Did the chat just tie it up?
Yep, 2 people voted for Damien, DH Godzilla and Molten Salt.
Okay, well then it's a tie. Now, I like, I would say, Reagan and The Exorcist more. However, the Antichrist is going to win over a demon. Like, the Antichrist is Satan, if I'm not mistaken. So, again, the only way that, in my opinion, that Reagan could really challenge Damien would be is if Reagan was actually the devil, like she said at one point, or Pazuzu said, or whatever. So if Reagan is the devil and not Pazuzu, then Reagan would win. But if Reagan is Pazuzu, Damien is the Antichrist. And that is as big and bad and nasty as anything gets. So, okay. So the winner is Damien. Damien wins. I thought it was kind of obvious, but it's still a fun exercise. So I will go through this one. The battle scenario. The Devil Child duel. Reagan, possessed by Pazuzu, begins wreaking havoc in a church. Cross flip, blood pours from the walls. The crosses on the wall turn upside down. Blood pours from the walls, and a priest bursts into flame. Jeez. Damien enters calmly. So this is where you close your eyes and just imagine this battle in your head. Damien enters calmly, eyes glowing faintly, and the chaos ceases. He stares through Pazuzu, unimpressed. I thought the Antichrist had a real big problem with churches, but maybe now that Reagan or Pazuzu has...
Yeah, he actually did in the movie.
Yeah, demonized it. He's, I guess, able to go into a church. Anyway, Pazuzu snarls, levitating and hurling furniture. But Damien raises a hand. Everything freezes. Oh, okay. You are a puppet, Damien says quietly, and banishes Pazuzu with a thought, revealing himself as the true heir to hell. Yeah, I'm afraid that Damien would just literally be able to blink and Pazuzu would be gone. Reagan collapses to the floor, freed, while Damien walks away, his plans for global domination still unfolding. The true heir to hell. Yep. Okay. You want to take over the final thought?
Yep. Final thought. Reagan as Pazuzu is a force of chaos, unpredictable and horrifying in the short term. Damien Thorne is a force of destiny, the embodiment of apocalypse, evil with a purpose. In the end, the Prince of Darkness always outranks the demon of the moment.
And there
winner,
you go.
Winner, Damien the Antichrist.
The Twilight Zone kid who sends people to the corn. Yeah, that was a great episode. Really, really great. Okay, thank you again, Nibs, for the donation. Thanks for coming. Thanks for hanging out. We're almost done here anyway. We're just wrapping up ourselves. So if you get live in the next minute or two, then I'll be able to send, I will raid you. But I'm ending right quick. So yeah, that Twilight Zone had a lot of creepy kids. Sure did. We got to find another kid to fight the corn kid.
I said, Rhoda from the Bad Seed.
Rhoda from the Bad Seed?
Yeah.
Wait, is her name Rhoda?
Yeah.
Versus the, I don't know, Children of the Corn versus the Village of the Damned or something? There's so many verses. If you would like a specific episode or a specific verses episode, email us. So go to the website and click on either Agent or me and email us your suggestion.
Yeah, one of the verses I typed in the Rumble chat was Rhoda from the Bad Seed versus Isaac from Children of the Corn. Okay. That was something I thought would be an interesting one to do because right. They're both evil kids.
Yeah, we're on an evil kid kick for sure today anyway. Okay, thank you all very much for joining. This was a great episode. Thanks again to Nibs. Thanks to Godzilla. Thanks to everybody who's been in chat. Let me see if I can't name everybody. I'm pretty sure I can. I just type in. At Godzilla, Molten Salt, I Am Nibs, Das Thief, Art Bell, Agent, of course. Thank you all very much for coming. And we're gonna say goodbye. And I would say stick around and wait for that raid. You made a meme of Greta's face on it. Kids from Village of the Damned. Yeah, that's about it. I don't know. I almost think that she deserves more Children of the Corn body because those are just cultists and leftists are kind of cultists. Whereas the Village of the Damned, these are aliens. So.
Yep. One of the reasons I was putting Rhoda from the Bad Seed against Isaac from Children of the Corn is because they're both just kids. They're both just evil kids. Yeah. Isaac is a cult leader, but he's not supernatural.
Right. Okay, so lots of great ideas, and we just have to figure them out and work them through. Children of the Cornhole. I don't want to see that movie. Anyway, thank you all very much. Stay tuned for the raid, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thanks, Agent.
Bye. And thanks for the laugh.
Now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Screen. Join us on the horror.